You're listening to Master Your Magic, a podcast meant to move your life from mediocre to magic AF. Hey everyone, happy whatever day it is. It's your host Myla, and today I'm excited to discuss past lives. So, first question for you all, do you believe that we reincarnate? I do. I've always believed that. And after taking a walk down the spiritual path, I've started to believe it more and more just based off of what I've experienced, what I've seen in my third eye and in my Akashic records. And I've had some pretty cool experiences with past lives. And I'm really just like, I'm excited to go down this path even more. But I've done a lot of, you know, different types of past life work, and some of it really worked and some of it really didn't. And I think the journey started with meditation, and I've done a couple of different past life meditations, and some of them were really great, and I was able to see like glimpses of certain things. And some of them I saw nothing. And then I've also done hypnotherapy before. And so far, I haven't found a hypnotherapist that I truly resonate with. And I would love to, you know, hear everyone else's experience on this. But I was never fully able to be hypnotized. And I know that, you know, you still have control and you still have all of, you know, you're not like hypnotized like you are in the movies or anything. But even still, I was never able to fully like get there. And I think it felt a little bit like frustrating for me because I always had this deeper inner knowing that there was more. And it almost kind of felt like parts of me, not like parts of me were missing, but yeah, like parts of me were missing. And I was always really curious, like, why am I so attracted to these sorts of things? And why are other people so attracted to these sorts of things? And you can really look at people and you can see their past lives like layered on them, which I think is really cool. Like when somebody tends to dress a certain way or is like, you know, really, really, really obsessed with like the Renaissance fair or whatever it happens to be that's their thing. It's like most of the time that's not just out of the blue, and like they probably have had some sort of past life that was attracted to, you know, the Renaissance fair. I have different people all the time whenever I do Akashic Records readings, and that's a really common question. What was I in my past life? And we were all sorts of different things. And that's something that is also really empowering to know is that, you know, I've been a man, I've been a woman, I've been every different race, I've lived over all different parts of the world and not even in realms that are of this world and beyond. I've been things that weren't even considered human. And it's kind of hard, I think, sometimes for like the human brain to really like grasp all of that sometimes. And we really like to think of things in like a linear way. Like, what was I in my past life during the 1800s? But it's like, yes, but also maybe not. You know, there could be a lot more than our brains can even grasp, which I think is really cool. And I think for me, that's what makes it so exciting is just the not knowing and just the kind of like inner trust, the trust that like it, there's a place for everything and that it all hopefully will make sense in the end. You never know though. So I had a past life reading by my teacher, Helen Vonderheide. And actually there's an Akashic Records episode where I interview her on this podcast. So if you haven't checked that episode out, definitely get on that. But I had a reading with her and we were discussing certain things, and one of my past lives came through and she was like, oh, wow. She's like, this one's really deep. you look like you were born in Eastern Europe. And she's like, there's a lot of weird stuff going on in this lifetime. And she said that I was hung by the neck. But before I was hung, they were debating on what to do with me. And they wrapped this really thick noose around my neck and left me there for 2 days. And she said I was a very like fragile woman. And so the rope was really heavy and made my shoulders really slumped and like hurt, which a lot of interesting things. Like I have a lot of chronic neck pain. And you can also see when I stand that one of my shoulders is like lower than the other. Maybe it's from me wearing a purse in this lifetime. I don't know. Maybe it's from a past life. Who knows? But there were some other like weird stuff that started to connect and like pull through, which I thought was kind of cool. So in that past life, I was hung for knowing too much. And as she was talking, I started to see the stuff that she was seeing during this reading. And I started like getting memories back. Like I started remembering that feeling or what it felt like. And then here's like the part where your brain always jumps in and is like, wait, but like, are you imagining this or are you remembering it? And who cares? I mean, the fact is like, you've got to either learn to trust the information coming through or disregard it as coincidence. And that's one of the ways to like really start opening your third eye is that like you have to trust. You do. So I was like, okay, like I'm paying attention to this. And I think the other way to truly know if you're like quote unquote faking it is like just how does it feel in your body? Does it feel like false information or does it feel and resonate that that's the truth, that that's true for you? And, you know, maybe it's true for you in this moment and that's the information that you need to hear in order to heal. So you can kind of always do that test whenever like you're listening to somebody else giving you a reading or just like doing the work on your own. How does this actually feel like in my heart, in my chest? So they left me there for 2 days and she said I kind of wore the noose like a martyr and I was just like, you know what, like if you are going to hang me for these abilities that I have, then like so be it. But I guess I was hung in front of my daughter at the time. And the daughter has never reincarnated, which is kind of sad. But I can imagine that would be a very scary lifetime to live through. And other just like, yeah, weird things started popping through in my brain. Like I remembered the person who had started the process of prosecuting me was my husband at the time. And he was like a very angry man. And anyway, so apparently during that lifetime, I decided that I was going to put a block over my third eye because I didn't feel like it was safe to have those powers. And I had decided I wasn't going to have those powers again until I lived a lifetime when it was finally safe and recognizable in the world to have these kinds of abilities, which is this lifetime now, me as Myla. So this whole process started because I was wanting to open my third eye and was like, this is crazy. Like I work as a psychic and I see, feel, hear a lot of different stuff, but I still felt blocked. Even though like I'm already really psychic, I still felt like there was like more for me personally. Like I truly felt like I could go deeper in what I was experiencing. And she saw that and she saw that that's why I wasn't able to experience as deeply with my third eye. It was because of this lifetime when I put a block. And it's crazy because I kind of remembered putting this blockage over my third eye and it was almost like this hard, cold metal like door, like you aren't getting in there. And so now me as Myla, I'm like, oh my God, like take the door down. And I think, you know, there's always reasons for everything, like reasons why things are the way they are. And I'm probably just in this moment in time not supposed to have access to all of the things. But, you know, there's the other part of me that's like, well, you know, I want my work to be on that deeper level. So like, let's do this thing. I'm ready. And I think just beginning the process and starting to ask the questions is the first step. So yay me. But then it got weird because I got a different reading by another friend who's very, very, like, he channels and goes deep. And there was like a completely different being talking from him. And completely, his face was completely different. It was the most crazy channeling experience. It was very beautiful. But without me even asking anything about that life, nothing, I said nothing about it. He started saying, you have been murdered in many lifetimes for knowing too much, and you have Poppy syndrome. I was like, what the heck is that? Like, I've never heard that before. And he was like, you basically get cut down and you aren't able to speak your truth because of like the abilities that you have. You're too afraid to speak your truth. And so you've been murdered in multiple lifetimes by the neck because of this. So I'm like, whoa, that's weird. Okay, you're not the first person who's seen that. Then I worked with another woman who's the medical medium. And she gave me a reading just about my body, just literally. She's amazing, by the way. So if you are ever interested in getting a reading like this, you can always reach out to me on Instagram, master_your_magic, master your magic. But so her reading is very unique, very different. And she will go over like your bloodstream, every like cell in your body, your joints, your muscles, your bones, like head to toe, inside out, and she tells you like what her guides see, and it is like crazy accurate. But towards the end of my reading, out of the blue, she's like, oh, by the way, like, you know, you've been like murdered in a bunch of lifetimes for like your psychic abilities. And I was like, okay, like at this point, like what the heck, you know? And so obviously I already knew that it was true, but like just having heard this multiple times and in such a short span of time, I was like, this is really interesting. So a bunch of things have happened since then. And one of them, I went on a 10-day silent retreat, and the first reading that I got with Helen, she was like, okay, you need to, because we were still working on this past life of when I was in Europe, when I was named Austria was my name, Austria. She was like, she wants to work with you and to help you open up your third eye. And it's crazy because when I went to the silent retreat and was, I mean, we were meditating for 11 hours a day. It was insane. It was bananas. Like I've never... It's a hard thing for me to sit still, let alone for 11 hours for 10 days straight. It was really intense. But my third eye started opening. So if you're ever looking for a deep dive into the third eye, that would be a great, great opportunity. Plus Vipassana, just it opens up so much more in you as a human being. But yeah, so that's when like a big part of this process started happening. And I had decided, okay, I definitely want to learn more about past lives. And me, like what my belief is that we hold all the tools inside of ourselves in order to have anything or be able to do anything. Like, yes, it's great to have mentors. Yes, it's great to have teachers. Like, I'm so grateful for all of those readings that I got because they are, you know, masters at their craft. And that's not something that I personally do. I mean, I do read the Akashic Records, but you know, they have their own unique specialty, their own unique juice that they, you know, squeeze out. And I think it's really cool to work with other people. But I truly believe like we hold the answers inside of ourselves to get the results that we need. And so I got curious. I was like, I want to know how to tap into these past lives on my own. And I really want to start seeing these things because I think it starts to fill in some of the cracks. I think it starts to fill in some of the like question marks of who are we? Who have we been? You know, and really starts to peel back some of the layers of some stuff that we might still be holding on to. And I've had things in this lifetime that I'm like, I have done everything. I've done it all. Help me. Why am I still holding on to this? You know, what is that? Only to find out, hey, It isn't even from this lifetime. There's other stuff going on that your human eyes can't get. This isn't a you know, just go clean up the bedroom or something and it's fixed. It's like, no, like some of this stuff has been like, you know, through multiple lifetimes, which I think is, it's fascinating. It's really fascinating. And also just, okay, first of all, I'm not a scientific person. So anyone who is based in science, yay you, and hopefully you can like explain this on a deeper level to me. But I think it's pretty cool that our bodies hold cellular memory and we carry that stuff from lifetime to lifetime. Another thing that I noticed when I open up the Akashic Records, I can see people's ancestry lines inside of the records. So I can tell you like, if this is a question that's asked, or even if it's not, oftentimes this stuff will come through for me. Like I can tell when I'm giving someone a reading what happened with their parents and their parents before that and their parents before that. And it's because it's somehow connected to that person's records that I've got open. There is cellular memory that's the stuff that we pass down from lifetime to lifetime, ancestor to ancestor. It's pretty cool. It's pretty fascinating. So, and actually another like random Akashic Records past life. I remember when I wanted to look deeper into past lives, into my records, I started seeing a past life where I was a medicine woman, and it was like around the area of like New Mexico, and I was an Apache, and I remember seeing my grandfather in that lifetime, and he was this like beautiful Native American man with like, oh my God, it was so, he was so old and strong and wise. And like, I started crying because I remembered like him. I remembered our relationship, and I didn't remember him until I saw him kind of show his face to me. And it was really cool. And then I remembered a whole bunch of other stuff from that lifetime where my dad and I, and it's not my dad in this lifetime, it was a different dad, but him and I were not very close. And my grandfather, the one that I saw, practically raised me in that lifetime, and him and I were very connected. And then I saw a whole tribe, like so many people step forward, and there were like rows and rows and lines of people kind of like showing me that they were there, like backing me. I was like, holy shit, like this is really intense. It was really a very cool experience and very special to me. But yeah, so it also, you know, started filling in like I said, certain things. Why am I attracted to this? Why am I attracted to that? And so there's a lot of stuff there for every person. Every single person's got this stuff going on. And I, again, bringing it back to being able to do this stuff yourself, was like, okay, well, what are the tools that I have that have helped me access past lives? One of them is my dreams. I am shown a lot of different past lives when I dream, and I can tell the difference between like a past life dream and a just like, okay, this is stuff that you're working through right now. They feel different. They have a different kind of quality, different kind of texture, and a different kind of like memory, different meaning behind them. So that's always been one of my personal ways to connect with past lives. And the more that you're able to understand lucid dreaming, the more that you can start to connect with that. The other one is Akashic Records. And everybody has the ability to open up their own records. It's just that most people, one, haven't tried, or two, it can be kind of like daunting at first. Like, what am I doing? Where am I going? But the records hold all sorts of information, and you can get readings too. Like, even though I can open up my own records, I still love getting readings. So getting a reading and kind of going down that past life road can be kind of a cool experience as well. And then the other ones that everybody has access to all of the time is meditation and breath work. And breath work is like, holy, whew, holy mother. Breath work will unlock some stuff. So I did a Kundalini class the other day, and we were doing a lot of different stuff with the rib cage. And I was like, what the heck? And I love asking questions. And I went to my teacher, the one teaching the class, and I was like, why? What's up with the rib cage? There's something different happening there for me. I can feel it. What is it? And she's like, well, the rib cage is the key to our past. It basically unlocks the past. And she's like, what will happen a lot of the time when I do these kinds of exercises is that I'll see many people in the crowd crying. And she's like, it's because you're literally releasing past trauma, not just in this lifetime, but you're releasing stuff from past lives. So there's a lot of stuff that kind of we like, our ribs and our heart, we hold it all in, like we hold it in so tightly. And this like really teaches us to like release it and let it go. So I personally feel like Kundalini is a great tool as well to begin tapping into past lives and begin unlocking the third eye. But yeah, if you've ever done the rebirthing breath, that one will not only shed layers in this lifetime, but you can transport. You can transport to different places, and especially if you have intention. I would definitely suggest going into this one super slow. Like, don't start off heavily with it. And it's often nice to take a class first with a teacher so that you know what you're doing. And if you ever do it at home, you want to make sure that like you feel safe, that you understand what's going on. But for me, I remember getting a message. I was in the park one day and I just had this voice that was like, you need to go home and do breath work. And I was like, oh, what? Yeah, you need to go home and do breath work. I was like, okay, then so it shall be. I need to go home and do breath work. So I went home and did breath work. And I'm used to doing this breath work for like 20 minutes or 25 minutes. You know, it's pretty intense for 25 minutes. If you know me, I usually teach my students that are beginners for like 6 to 10 minutes. So 20 is pretty heavy dose. This day I did it, I think for like 50 minutes or so, or maybe it was 90. I can't remember. I've done so many different sessions, but I like really went for it. Like, but the thing is that the whole time I heard this voice that was like cheering me on, guiding me on, that was like, don't stop, keep going, we're with you. And I started peeling back layers. I started peeling back layer after layer, and I started tapping in, and I started seeing, you know, different visions, different emotions started coming through. A lot of different stuff presented itself. And it wasn't even necessarily like during the time I was doing breath work, but it was after the breath work was done. I realized, okay, now the real work begins. Now is where a lot of the unfolding actually starts to happen, which I think is really, really cool. So I've definitely, at this point, I want to say I've stopped like searching for someone else to show me how to do past lives. I'm sure I'll find somebody again, a new teacher down the road, but I'm really fascinated and interested in doing the work yourself because, like I said, we all have these abilities within us. And if you're interested in this stuff at all, here are the steps that I would take. I would first start kind of looking around at yourself and start asking the questions of like, why do I like the things that I like? You know, what am I interested in? And just kind of get curious about that stuff. And then, you know, if you're not meditating already, you're definitely going to want to start to do that, start a meditation practice. And then eventually, definitely try breath work as well. I also have a past life guided meditation that I created. So I'll link you guys up to that. It won't be in this episode, but stay tuned and I'll make sure that with another episode or two, I'll send you guys the link for that. So you guys can do that because it's really cool. Actually, there's like a process like where you like walk down a hallway and like you end up going down some steps, you open a door and like you see what is inside. And it's super fascinating because you'll get a lot of like cool information out of that. And for me, I like to combine, like, I love doing yoga, get all the, like, you know, whatever from the day off, do a meditation, do some breath work, and then dive into a past life. Oof, that's a heavy dose right there. But it's pretty exciting if you're going down that kind of curiosity, spiritual, wanting to know yourself better path like I am. Okay. I feel like we tapped into a lot of different stuff. And I think this is past life part one. I think there will definitely be a part two for those of you that are interested in diving a little bit deeper. And the more I expand and the more that I grow, and I mean, shit, like, let me peel back that third eye and like take the noose off my neck. Oh, I didn't even tell you guys that part. Oh my God. So I was supposed to meditate on my third eye during my silent retreat and slowly take the noose off from around my neck. And it would take 2 days, the same amount of time that I had the noose on, in order for like things to start working, for things to start like opening my third eye. And it's crazy because it happened. I did this meditation. I took the noose off from around my neck, let it go, had this whole like, you know, goodbye past life moment that was horrible. And then my third eye was like prickling. It was like super sensitive. I was like, oh God, here it goes. And that's really when things started to get a little bit cray. So everyone's journey is going to look different. Don't compare your journey to anybody else's. You are unique. You're special. You've got your own stuff to ask, your own stuff to figure out. And I am very excited for you to begin deep diving. And also, I do have a course coming out. It is a Master Your Past Life course. And that one is going to be really cool because it's got a lot of the tools that I mentioned inside. And it's totally free. So you guys can look for that coming up too in past life part two, if you're like somebody who's as fascinated as I am. And last but not least, what I would say is, and this is the biggest mistake I think people make in regards to everything, actually. Don't just like try something for like a second and then you're like, it didn't work. No, like, hold up. Like, some of this stuff is like ancient and really special and magical. And like, you need to take your time with it. So, you know, if you do like a 5 minute meditation and you throw your hands in the air, like, ugh, it's like, okay, well, first of all, like, relax. And second of all, like, try it again, you know, try it again. With my journey through this stuff, it's been slow. It's been one layer at a time. You don't want like to kick the dam down and all of a sudden, boom, third eye's open. And you're just like, ah, it's not the way we want that to happen. So let this stuff come in slow and like, you know, appreciate the little like tidbits that you'll get here and there and trust them. When you see something, hear something, whatever it is, trust it. How do you receive guidance? Like, trust the way that you're receiving it. Trust the way that you're feeling. And again, don't expect it to look a certain way. Our human brains will try to like categorize it and like try to like make sense of it and try to like put it in a box because like that's what we do here. But like this kind of stuff, working with the third eye, it's not, you can't put it in a box. Otherwise, it like defeats the whole purpose. So, you know, let your journey with your third eye and your past lives be expansive. Let it be free. Let it be fun. Let it be all curious and really open to just seeing what happens without like this judgment or expectation of the way that it should be. It shouldn't look or be anything. Just let it be what it is, you know? Even if for a little bit, it's nothing. I've been there and I was like, God, I want more. But then it's like, you know what? More will come when it's time for it to come. And so it has been. So I am excited for your journey. Stay tuned. I will plug you in to the past life course and the past life meditation. It'll actually be inside the course. There's a lot of like good juicy stuff in that course. You've got some Kundalini, some breath work. You've got all the good stuff, all the stuff that's going to help you tap into your third eye and kind of just, it just gets the ball rolling. It just gets the process started and like your little body buzzing with it. And that's it. I hope you guys have an awesome day and just pay attention. You never know what you could find out even in this moment. Maybe even this conversation that we just had, or not conversation exactly, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe that even sparked some like, ooh, like maybe that's why I do blankety blank blank. Yeah, if you had a realization, pay attention to it. There's a reason why it popped up in your body or your brain. Okay, that's it. I love you guys and stay magic.